Otto and McCarthy didn't practice today.
McCarthy's gonna be out till next week, and Otto's just questionable. I mean, his knee's just a little sore from getting back at it. So hopefully he'll be okay Sunday, but we wanted to rest him today after going Wednesday, Thursday.
I think Damien maybe get a little banged up out there.
Nothing too much. Nothing we're concerned for now. He should be okay.
What about everybody else that's on the
Leroy is probable. Who else on there? I don't know who else we have on there. Marks be questionable.
Yeah. What'd you say about
Bringer? Others? Questionable. Who? Which one? Oh,
and then Zach Brown and Mike. Martin.
Probable. Mark Martin probable.
And you expect you talked a little bit about Ringer. He have a good week and seemed like
But we just put him as questionable just because we want to see how he got through today and everything. But he looks like he's doing pretty good. I mean, for not it's hard for running back because they don't get hit. So, but I think he seems like he's had a good week.
That's usually scripture plays at the start of the game.
Yeah, I mean, we script some that we're thinking is to start the game. I mean, a lot of people. You do the 12 to 15 play script, and then you kind of see how the game goes. But it's just so the players have a good have a feel for it night before what you're thinking is. And so, yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean they all go in order, does it, right? Or you
No, it depends on the situation. Usually you won't include third downs in there. It's just really first and second down thinking and, personnel. You think about putting the game early, what you're wanting to see. You do the same thing in the second half. You get a feel for it. You kind of always try to tell the guys what we're thinking. So when you come out, they have an idea what we're going to. And, first game went real well. Both drives we scored on in the beginning in the first series in the first quarter and the third quarter we scored in the Patriot game. And then last week the turnover kind of killed us on that first drive. So, So you always want to – it's more for a reason just to get locked in so the players can start focusing on what you're going to do.
You get familiarity with those plays, I guess, obviously.
Yeah, so they can narrow it down. And really you cover all situations before a game of what the thinking is on a third down play. So you kind of give them an idea where, from these couple of plays, we're going to pick one of these and, that kind of thing. So they have a good feel for what we're going to do.
How important, I guess, to get off to a fast start? How much do you think it would do to help your team?
Well, there's no doubt that's always going to help. And when you're 0-2, it definitely maybe helps more. So you're not challenged with a slow start on top of being 0-2. So I guess there's no doubt coming out with some early success will be beneficial. Doesn't mean we're going to win the football game because then we got to hold on to it and play well the whole game. So we know we have to win this football game. That's the bottom line. We have to come away with a win.
This wide receiver group now they're all healthy. Have as good a potential anyway as any group that you've.
I would think so. I think it's just a matter now of going out and doing it and showing we can stay healthy and showing we can make plays because as of the first two games, we need to make a lot more plays on offense, and that needs to start this Sunday with Kenny, with Nate, with Kendall, with Cook. I mean, you got a lot of guys that can make plays, Damian, Hawk, and we got a lot of guys, like you said, so there's no excuse not to be making plays out there, so we need to start generating some offense this weekend.
Yeah, strictly talent-wise, I remember, or can you think of a group that had as much
probably not talent wise. It's just a matter of now. It's talent looks great on paper. Now we got to see what looks good when you actually play the games. And so we're just getting started. It's our third game of the season. We're getting guys back. Getting Kenny back's a big plus, but he's not really back yet. He's still working his way into that. And Kendall's a rook, but we're excited about him. So there's a lot of good things. We're heading with the right guys, getting healthy, getting healthier as a team. New quarterbacks. So you have a lot of things going, but we just need to come out and start showing what we are going to do, and it needs to start this weekend.
You anticipate, I guess, you had to do some shuffling at linebacker last week with Colin out. I mean, do you anticipate those guys settling in and performing better?
Hope so. We need to. Zach getting to play more is going to be beneficial to us, going into the season. Zach Dowell's playing more. Is gonna, same thing. He's gonna play a little bit more than he has. It's that's the hard part about the league. Guys got to step up when it's their turn. And we lost our leader on defense right off the bat in the beginning of the season, which is tough. And so we've been trying to fix that. We really haven't stepped up, I think, and put a stop in that because that losing McCarthy's definitely been something we've been struggling with.
What do you like about Dowell? I mean, Dowell's obviously playing a lot of games, and he just brings some experience.
He's just physical. He's a nice physical linebacker. He can cover a little bit. He's He's got a nice little demeanor to him. He's a tough guy. You know, he's a special teamer. You know, that's where he helps you a lot. But also when he's played in preseason, you know, we're just getting to know him too. I mean, having him here just this year. So, but this gives him a chance to step up, and that's what this league's all about. I mean, guys, every team gets guys nicked, gets important guys hurt, and just the ones that can step up and still win with your backups that maybe eventually become starter type of guys. So we need on that side of the ball. We need to put a stop to the run game and make Detroit have to throw that ball, you know, so we can maybe get some pressure and make a play or two.
Will your familiarity with Gunther help you in the run game this week?
I think it's just, you know, you see on film, it's still, you know, when you study film, the film is what they're going to do. Knowing his tendencies maybe in certain situations from being here, yeah, it may give you a little edge, or you feel like you have one, just like I'm sure Jimmy feels confident in. You know, he's been around here long enough, and we feel confident in the kind of how he decisions he may make throughout a game. I mean, it helps a tad, but it's not going to be the difference in the game.